Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Peace, a podcast bringing peace to your neighborhood through the airwaves, powered by the International Peace Youth Group. Here at The Art of Peace, we aim to create a platform where we can have discussions with people from different backgrounds and organizations to help foster mutual understanding and promote activities that are building sustainable peace in our communities. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to The Art of Peace. Today is the fifth installment of our series that we're diving into, each lesson of HWPL's Peace Education Curriculum. It's really exciting. We've covered a lot of content so far in the last four episodes. And today I'm once again joined by Dwayne, who will be joining us again today to talk more about HWPL's Peace Education Curriculum. Welcome, Dwayne.
Thanks so much for having me on yet another week. It's been a privilege every time before, and I'm sure that today is going to be equally so.
I'm really excited to have you on. And before we begin, would you mind maybe giving us a bit of a recap of what we went over last week?
Absolutely. So basically last week we spoke about the restoration of order and relation in the human world and talked about some things like the importance of order in human society. And however, and the reality is that the world that we live in doesn't exist in this ordered state. However, there are ways in which we can achieve order and peace, which is through restoring a peaceful culture. And we also looked at some things that HWPL is doing at the moment, both from a governmental level and a grassroots level, in order to create this lasting peace and restore order into the world.
Awesome. Yeah, so today we have another really exciting lesson that we're going to be looking at today. I'm really excited. I hope you guys are as well. What are we in for today, Dwayne?
Sure. So this is the first lesson regarding some of the characteristics of peace, and the name of this lesson is gratefulness.
Awesome. I'm really excited about this, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about this.
Me too. It's going to be a really good show, I hope.
Awesome. So gratefulness is such a large, concept, really. How do we break it down?
Absolutely. So in order to break down gratefulness or gratitude, the first step is acknowledging kindness. And what I mean by that is if we look through the example of the world that we live in or nature around us. So firstly, we have many things to be grateful for, right? So if we just have to look at our own lives, we have the sky, we've got the earth, we are alive, we have light and rain and air, which allow us to live, right? So from the moment that we're born to the time that we become adults, we can't get everything just by our own means, right? We receive things from others or from, like I said, from nature. And that's something to be grateful for. And if we look at human society, we've got our parents who care and foster for us, the society system that helps us to grow, and schools and teachers who taught us to realize our dreams and our hopes. We also have the infrastructure around us, right? So like public transport, for example, we get onto a bus and a bus driver drives us to our destination safely. It's the same for communication with smartphones and telecommunication services. There's so much to be grateful for. However, a fundamental reason as to why we should be grateful is that we are able to live and exist in the world, right? So just by us being here, we are able to do so much more. And this is the fundamental reason why we should be grateful. And being grateful for my existence is the first step that I can be thankful for everything else. When we begin to recognize that family, friends, society, nations, or even God have given so many good things for us, we're able to have a thankful heart about it. Gratitude can also be really important for healing inner wounds and even heighten our self-esteem.
That's really true. It's something that I know we can get really hung up on all sorts of things, you know, within our daily lives. And whether it be issues that we have going on or whatever, when we take that moment to step out, take a step back and look at the world around us and look at I don't know if you've ever gone out in the middle of the night to just look at the stars. It's one of my favorite pastimes, especially when I'm feeling really stressed and anxious about all sorts of other things, to take a step out, go outside on a clear night, obviously, and look up at the stars. And it just helps me to put everything a little bit in perspective and to be able to be like, man, it's all good, you know? Actually, while I'm going through a lot of things and while it can be really hard and hurt a lot, I still have a lot of things that I'm thankful for, whether that be the fact that I am still breathing, the fact that I am lucky enough to be living in a country that is free of COVID-19. Even that is something huge to be grateful for. And while there are many issues society-wise in New Zealand and overseas as well, we're still really lucky in many ways. And as you said, if we weren't alive, if we didn't exist, then, well, yeah, it sort of takes everything else, makes it all redundant. So I guess that's a bit of an overview of things that we can be grateful for and things like that. What stops us from being grateful, I guess, is the next thing that we would want to look at.
So that's actually a really good point, because like you said, see, as we carry out our lives, we've got so much to be grateful for, like our parents or nature or the society that we live in. But often it can seem that our negative thoughts are disproportional to the positive thoughts or the thoughts of gratitude that we should be having. And there's a psychological reason for this, right? So our brains are naturally bias towards negative thoughts, and there's research to suggest that for every negative thought we have, it takes four positive thoughts to offset it. And this just demonstrates our sort of bias to thinking negatively, and this can be an obstacle sometimes for being in a grateful state of mind or presence of mind.
Yeah, that's a good point. And when you're talking about that negative bias, it's really clear, I don't know about you, but when something bad happens to myself or I see something or experience something that leaves me with a negative feeling, it lingers for a really long time and it takes a lot to actually get rid of it. It's really cool to see that it's not just a random thing that happens, but it's actually backed up psychologically as well. So moving on from that, the negative bias is something that stops us from being grateful. What are some other things that stop us from having that grateful, those grateful thoughts and feelings?
So another obstacle that can stop us from having a grateful mindset is taking things for granted. So here's a question for you. Is love from my parents and the care I received something I deserve? And think about babies born on war sites. They lose their parents before they are loved or cared for by them. Is it natural that I go to school and have teachers to teach me? Many places in different corners of the world still remain where there are nowhere near enough schools or teachers. The number of refugees across the globe amounts to around 71 million, and they have yet to receive any proper education. So we often take things given to us for granted. However, the moment that we do that, we lose a sense of gratitude. So we should never really forget these things that I would normally take for granted, because they can be conditions that others long for and would be very thankful to have.
That's a really good point. There's many things that I'm sure a lot of us can think about in our day-to-day lives that for us it's a normal thing, but for those around the world it might not be the case. And particularly here in New Zealand, while there are still many lackings in many areas, overall it's pretty good, but obviously still room for improvement.
And so another point that can be an obstacle or take us away from being grateful is greed. There's a proverb, and it says that you can fill up an ocean, but not a person's greed.
Hmm.
And what is greed? Greed is an excessive desire to have more things than I need, to have more although I have enough. Greed prevents us from making the right decisions, and it is difficult for a sense of thankfulness to grow in such a heart. And finally, another thing that can stop us from being grateful is a lack of practice in being grateful. So expressing gratitude is not something natural, right? Like we just mentioned before, it actually takes a lot of effort to be grateful. But it's something that requires practice. We need to consciously seek the target to be thankful for and to express it as a habit. Unless we practice it, our psychology will prioritize negative things, right? So that's like the mindset that takes things for granted and is greedy.
Mm. It shows the importance, I guess, of having a strong will and mindset when it comes to this sort of thing. It is something that we must consciously choose, right? Not something that we just do, as you said. It's not something that we do naturally. It requires practice. So it takes that strong mindset to be continually doing those things regularly. That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that first half. It's quite challenging things to hear in a lot of ways. So before we continue, we're going to take a quick break. So we'll be right back after the song. This is Love Generation by Bob Sinclair.
Come on, come on, come on. Welcome back, everyone.
So glad to have you guys still joining with us. The first part was a wee bit heavy as we went and spoke about what causes a lack of gratefulness and thankfulness within us. Now, on the flip side, we're going to talk about how being grateful can actually benefit us in many ways. So how can it help us?
Yes, fantastic question. So being grateful helps us in a variety of ways. Particularly, it helps us to grow stronger both mentally and physically, and allows us to form good relationships and makes us feel happier. And gratitude also helps us to weather through, you know, many difficulties and obstacles we might face in life. So the lesson has many examples of how and why being grateful helps us. And it pulls through a few studies and research that's been done overseas as to the benefits of gratitude, about, you know, how it makes us feel good. But today we'll just be going through an overview of it, and we'll focus on some of the more practical ways that we can apply being grateful and thankful.
You're right. Being grateful does help us in many ways and can do a lot of things really good for our bodies, both mentally and physically. But as you say, we want to focus a bit more on the practical application of being thankful and being grateful. So how can we practice this?
So we must first understand that being grateful is a habit, and it's not something that comes naturally to us, but something that grows as we practice and train ourselves. Therefore, we should make the effort to be more grateful throughout our daily lives. First, we need to expand our areas of gratitude, even areas where we don't think we could gain gratitude from. But we should consider these more closely. We should also record and remember to be grateful during our day. Keeping a gratitude diary is the most common method for remembering what I was thankful for. If writing a gratitude journal is practicing gratitude on a personal level, writing letters or notes of gratitude to give others is practicing gratitude on a social level. Above all else, being thankful for the fact that I exist at this moment is the first step to gratitude. We should be grateful just like we breathe all the time.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I really love what you said about how if we keep a journal of gratitude, that's practicing it for ourselves, which is really important because it starts with us. But I also really loved that idea of practicing gratitude on a social level. So you suggested, or you mentioned about how writing notes or letters, you know, things like that. I've seen a lot of things around social media and things like that where people are posting little post-it notes on their friends and loved ones or flatmates, you know, on the fridge or where they're working or things like that. And just receiving something like can really make your day. I don't know about you, but, you know, when I get a random text or message on various platforms or whatever, just saying, hey, thanks so much for blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter what it is. But that can make your whole day. And if you're having a really bad day, all of a sudden it becomes quite a bit better. Just from a little note or message from somebody who is being really genuine about it as well. And I think that's something to say when it comes to this is, while it is a habit that we can practice, it means a lot when it's genuine as well.
Absolutely. So that's a really good point. And to get into some examples, here are some questions you can ask yourself about what you could be grateful for. So what could I be grateful for from my physical and emotional state? What can I be thankful for in regards to school or work? What can I be thankful for in nature? What can I be thankful for from my past self, present self, and future self? Yeah, these are just a few examples, but some food for thought, something that we can perhaps reflect on and be mindful of.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's a good challenge for us too, to try and think about these things. They might not necessarily be things that we think about a lot. I know for myself, if I'm being really honest, I wouldn't be thinking about these sorts of things on the daily basis. So that's where that making a habit comes in.
And the second point could also be to, you know, write them down once you've thought about them. Like we'd mentioned earlier, to journal them or write a letter, some kind of record of the things that you've been grateful for, maybe some things that you can look back on and be reminded that actually you live quite a grateful life.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something that can really boost yourself too. If you're having a off day or a low day, you know, and you go back over these things and see, wow, actually, yeah, I'm really thankful for these things. Or what else am I thankful for? That's really good ideas.
And the third step could be to share it with someone else or express it on social media, somewhere where others can also see what you've been grateful for and might encourage them to also start this habit of being grateful and recording their moments of gratitude.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you can really lead by example. You might not necessarily see the end result of it, but if you make a start, then you never know. It's like throwing a pebble in a pond and it creates ripples. Mm. Same thing.
Yeah, fantastic analogy. And the final step could be to be thankful for experiences that you had over, you know, possessions that you have. So, for example, the weather is amazing today and allowed me to do this. Or someone said something nice to me today and it really made my day. Or I'm really grateful for having a coffee with someone and catching up like an old friend.
Yeah, I think that's a really good challenge for us actually as well, is to try and be more thankful for our experiences and our existence rather than our possessions. And that's something that I'd love to set as a bit of a challenge for us, but also for those who are listening as well, is to express and share those things that you are thankful for, the experiences and those sorts of things that you are thankful for, and either record it down for yourself or, you know, share it with someone. So that's the fifth installment and the first lesson about these characteristics of peace. The first one being gratefulness. And I think this is something that is really important for being able to live in peace with people, is to be really grateful for the things that you have. Being grateful is part of having a peaceful personality, and it is a quality that, to be at peace with others, that we must have. One of the things you spoke about today, Dwayne, was how it's a habit building process. It's not okay, I'm grateful today and then tomorrow I'm not grateful, but it's something that we must continually build on to help maintain peace within individuals as ourselves, but also then following on from that, to express that gratitude to help then establish more harmonious relationships among people. And then thinking as well about when we are thankful, when we realize that we have received kindness without conditions, these are times when we can be especially grateful. Much more has been provided to us from nature and people and society than often we can provide for ourselves. And then we spoke at the very beginning as well about the negative parts of greed and what sort of leads that on. So maybe, Dwayne, do you want to sort of summarize that up for us as well?
So, yes, like we've mentioned before, there are certain obstacles that can hinder us from being grateful. But when we let go of this negative mindset, for example, greed, the heart that takes things for granted and choose gratitude will actually reap the precious benefits of being grateful. And being grateful is not just about a feeling or a fleeting emotion, but it's a much deeper habit that we can build that can lead to many health benefits, not just for our lives, but can positively impact others as well on an individual level, but also on a societal level. And being grateful should not stop at just us, but it should also be shared with and be expressed to others as well and throughout the whole world. And this is how we can build a world of peace. More than anything, this is the way to build peace within ourselves and the lives of others as well.
Mm, that's awesome. That's something really good to finish on, and we're going to leave it there for today. Next week, we will be kicking off with the next part, which is part six, which will be our second characteristic of peace. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope everybody else is as well. Thank you so much, Dwayne, for joining us today. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Matt. It's been a real amazing time of reflection for myself as well, speaking and reflecting through these lessons.
Mm, it really is, and that's how I've been feeling as well. So that's us for this week, and we will catch you all again, same time, same place, next week.
Ka kite. See you, everyone.
You've been listening to The Art of Peace by IPYG. Special thanks to our peace family at the International Peace Youth Group and Planet FM Public Access Radio who make this happen. If you have any questions, you can hit us up at The Art of Peace NZ on Instagram. Join us again next Monday at 9:05 or visit the Planet FM website under the Art of Peace page to listen anytime, anywhere. Until next time, peace out!